Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, October 13th. 2022. I'm Naima Latif, and our top story for the day: Dr. Willie Wilson was endorsed by more than 100 Latino pastors and faith leaders at a press conference today. Dr. Wilson, for mayor of the city of Chicago, has been marked by ongoing acts of charity to the community of Chicago and the surrounding areas. Dr. Willie Wilson has been known for his generously giving away of money for food and gas. And many of the residents of Chicago have been, by his acts of generosity, Dr. Wilson has had regular gas giveaways as the gas prices continue to rise and people feel the pinch of the economic distress created by long-time joblessness as a result of the pandemic. And for those who have struggled to find food, Dr. Wilson has given away food and has provided many services for those who have been food insecure by paying for groceries at local supermarkets. These acts of generosity not only helped the residents who were in need, but also gave a boost to some of the neighborhood stores. Those neighborhood stores that had the fortune to be a part of the gas giveaways and the food giveaways felt the benefit of Dr. Wilson and his charitable acts when shoppers chose them over other neighborhood stores based on the fact that they were being given $25 in groceries or, in some cases, $50 in gas convenience stores. So we'll join Dr. Willie Wilson and the press conference and the pastors who endorsed him in just a moment. In other news today, there have been a number of elected officials that have stepped forward to make their case. And for those who are continuing to watch the race down in Georgia, the Abrams is letting voters know that this gubernatorial race has been a fight to the finish. She stated that there are big numbers involved in the fundraising campaign of her opponent, her Republican opponent, Brian Kemp. But Hort numbers continue to be neck and neck when it comes to the voters and those who have voiced their support, states Stacey Abrams. We're no longer measuring in weeks or months. We're in the final 96 hours before Georgians cast their votes in person, and soon we'll be counting the minutes and the seconds. The time on the clock is running out before the first votes are cast here in Georgia, and we're fighting tooth and nail for Stacey Abrams' vision of One Georgia. The Abrams' vision for change is possible in Georgia, but voters are asked to pitch in and to go up against the governor taking credit for the surplus that the Democrats gave him. And, of course, the far-right extremists are seeking, if her opponent wins, to make some changes that the people of Georgia may dread. One of the issues in this campaign continues to be reproductive rights, among others, voting rights. And so those who are in the process of striving to make sure that their vote counts need to take a look at where, because there are a number of counties that have made changes. And among those are here in Cook County. There have been those who are wondering if their polling place has changed, and they are asked to go to the Board of Elections and make sure well before Election Day. A caravan of voters went to the Board of Elections Chicago on Monday, and a number of voters cast their vote to make sure that their vote counted and this kickoff of early voting. So here in Cook County, there have been a number of polling places that have closed. And there have also been a number of polling places that have been changed. And so for those who are elderly, if they are disabled, if they are in any way impaired, they may, in fact, have difficulty because they are having to find where their polling place is on the day of election, which is definitely not the best time for voters to find where they need to go. For those who are wondering what to do, they need to contact the Board of Elections and certainly seek to find where they might be able to cast their vote prior to Election Day. Early voting in the neighborhoods will start in the next week, and for those who are not sure if their polling place has changed, they need to go to the Board of Elections online and look up their polling place. In the city of Chicago, we've also had a number of elected officials who have made a decision that they are going to support those who may be up for women's reproductive rights, because this is a major issue on the ballot this year. So for those who have not made a decision, they are certainly looking forward to having their supporters regarding who they're going to support based on this very controversial issue, one that has affected many voters across the country. Many elections are being decided on this particular issue. In today's news, we're seeing a number of reports based on crime, increase in crime, being a topic of discussion. And those candidates for office are looking to pull up numbers, show whether or not their efforts have been successful in the reduction of crime. The Republicans are stating that it's the Democrats that are responsible for surges in crime, and Democrats are stating that the Republicans of those measures that would decrease criminal activities across the nation. For those states that are looking to create better opportunities, citizens are urged to consider measures that would assist in the spread of solar energy. Solar energy and solar power are one of the ways that a number of companies are seeking to address issues of climate change and issues that have to do with the rising cost of utilities. In breaking news today, the New York Times reported that a jury decided the gunman in the 2018 Parkland, Florida school massacre should be sentenced to life in prison without parole and not put to death. Nicholas Cruz, age 24, pleaded guilty last year to fatally shooting 17 people and injuring 17 others. In this latest jury decision, there are those who have been against the death penalty, but there are also those who believe that if the consequences are not severe enough, it will not deter such instances such as mass shootings. Gun control, sensible gun laws continue to be another issue in this upcoming election. Reverend Al Sharpton's documentary Loudmouth will be screened at the Chicago International Film Festival on October 17th. The screening will be followed by a talk back with Sharpton and director Josh Alexander, led by Emmy Award-winning news anchor Robin Robinson. Loudmouth, the documentary that explores the life of civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton, will be shown at the AMC River East on screen 11 on Monday, October 17th at 5:45 p.m. as part of the Chicago International Film Festival. Reverend Sharpton and the film's director, Josh Alexander, will attend the screening. Following the screening, a talkback will be hosted by Emmy Award-winning news anchor and Chicago native Robin Robinson. The film chronicles more than 40 years of Reverend Sharpton's journey of becoming both one of the recognizable civil rights leaders of today, and from his early activism to his modern-day legacy, the film tells the story of his unrelenting commitment to fighting against systematic injustice, racism, and white supremacy in the United States. The documentary premiered as the closing film in the Tribeca Film Festival in June. Interviews with Reverend Sharpton and never-before-seen footage, written, directed, and produced by Josh Alexander. It's produced by Daniel J. Charlton, Mike Jackson, and Kedar Massenburg. The Chicago Film Festival is an annual film festival founded in 1964 and is North America's longest-running competitive film festival. Tickets to attend this event are $20 and can be purchased at www.chicagofilmfestival.com/film/loudmouth. Reverend Al Sampson, Reverend Al Sharpton, pardon me, is founder and president of the National Action Network. And about the National Action Network, known as NAN, the National Action Network is one of the leading civil rights organizations in the nation with chapters throughout the entire United States. Founded in 1991 by Reverend Al Sharpton, the National Action Network works with the spirit and tradition of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to promote a modern civil rights agenda that includes the fight for one standard of justice, decency, and equal opportunity for all people, regardless of race, religion, nationality, or gender. For more information, go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net. So this documentary will include a number of historic events and people involved in the civil rights movement, and it gives young people an opportunity to learn a bit more about the era of what happened. The documentary Loudmouth will also give This screening will give audiences a chance to hear the words of Reverend Al Sharpton, who has often taken controversial stands on such cases as Tawana Broadley and others brought to light. And for those who have not always understood his positions, this film gives viewing audiences a chance to hear from his perspective about those and those conditions that may have had an impact and set trends for other civil rights leaders that may have hesitated to take such bold stands. And for many of those who have been unfamiliar with the work of Reverend Al Sharpton, they'll also get a chance to hear directly what some of those have said who have been influenced by his work.
We're live.
And, of course, for those who are wondering about the history of pastors and activism and politics, again, we have pastors stepping forward and giving their view on why they have endorsed Dr. Willie Wilson as mayor and their belief that someone who is affiliated and supported by the church can make a difference in politics. So here we have a few words as leaders prepare to endorse and hear from Dr. Willie Wilson, candidate for mayor of the city of Chicago.
Estamos representando las distintas unidades de la ciudad de Chicago y es por eso de que tendremos pastores tanto en inglés como en español, pero somos latinos, somos latinas, tenemos como finalidad endorsar y apoyar.
And leaders spoke in both Spanish and English. And making sure this is Pastor Shondo Valdez.
We're not going to hear from a pastor who is on the south side of Chicago. Let's welcome Jose José González, el pastor José González. Honestly, you know, as church, and there's been a separation, we've been indoctrinated to keep the church separate from politicians. But if you pay attention, David was not a pastor, he was a politician. Joseph was not a pastor, he was a politician. Now, what is telling that I strongly support, and he strongly supports church, is Dr. Little. If you study him, it will be easy for churches to back him up, very easy. One of the biggest things that sticks out for me, he said, I'm a bona fide leader, not just a politician, okay? And I strongly believe that we need a business leader with good ethics, not just a politician, to help this city move in the right direction. All right, here's another thing. The values line up with Christian values. Not perfect, but no one is. And the church is the moral compass for this city. And he is for the churches, and we should be for him. What other candidate has a foundation to help the community? What other candidate does? He's been having this foundation for years, way before he even tried to run for mayor. It's not a political thing, but a human thing, okay? He has been helping the community even when not running for mayor. And here's the one thing that gets my attention. Dr. Valdez is one of his advisors. And that speaks volumes to it, okay? And if we get the head right, we'll get the body right, okay? And let's try to put who we put in the head of Chicago, and let's try to put the right person. Which I don't think we can do that.
Buenos días.
mostrar nuestro apoyo al doctor William Wilson. Queremos que la ciudad de Chicago tenga los cambios que merece tener. La Biblia dice en Proverbios 29:2 que cuando los justos dominan, el pueblo se alegra. Mas cuando lo hace el impío, el pueblo gime. Queremos una ciudad alegre. Y para que eso suceda, necesitamos al doctor William Wilson. Y que lo hagamos por el doctor Billy Wilson, porque queremos y amamos esta ciudad y queremos los cambios correspondientes. Que el Señor les bendiga.
Of over 100 leading Latino pastors in Chicago, wishing that Dr. Willie Wilson to become the next mayor of the city of Chicago. And Dr. Wilson, of course, these pastors, has pledged that he will continue his acts of charity, his belief in helping the people, and said he will not take any money from the city. Well, that's all for now. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. We'll see you again tomorrow. Continue to enjoy the rest of your day.